From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a deadly crash. The wreckage of an Indonesian passenger plane with 54 people aboard has been found in the rugged eastern province of Papua. The plane crashed Sunday while flying through bad weather. The transportation ministry says villagers found the wreckage in the mountains. Officials are still verifying information from local residents. It's unclear if anyone survived. The Chinese officials confirm that the chemical sodium cyanide had been stored in the warehouses that exploded in Tianjin. An army official said more than 100 tons of the chemical was stored in two locations at the blast site. Chinese officials say the death toll from the blast has risen to 112. Media reports say at least 21 firefighters are among the dead. Nearly 100 people are still missing. The home minister for Pakistan's Punjab province has been killed in a suicide bombing, along with 14 other people. Shuja Khanzada was killed Sunday at his residence in the Attock district. Witnesses say as many as 30 people were inside the minister's house when a suicide bomber entered and detonated explosives. Dozens of people, including police officials, were buried under the rubble when the building collapsed. The African Union is warning that the political crisis in Burundi could have catastrophic consequences for the country and the surrounding region. The statement by AU Commission Chief Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma come a day after the killing of former military chief Jean Biko Magu. Unidentified men killed Biko Magu outside of his house in Bujumbura. For more on that story and others, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 58 people were killed Sunday when government planes struck the rebel-held town of Douma near Damascus. It says the attacks on a market wounded another 200 people, mostly civilians. Opposition fighters in Douma have regularly traded fire with the Syrian military during the country's civil war, which is now in its fifth year. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi agreed Sunday with an investigative commission's recommendation to court-martial Iraqi commanders who withdrew from Ramadi earlier this year as the city fell to Islamic State militants. Taking the capital of Iraq's western Anbar province was a big victory for Islamic State fighters. It prompted questions about the abilities of Iraqi security forces. Iraq has since launched an operation to try to retake the areas. Real estate mogul Donald Trump, the frontrunner in the race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination, said Sunday illegal immigrants will have to leave the U.S. if he is elected. In an interview on NBC News Meet the Press about his political views, Trump also called U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry incompetent for his negotiation of the Iran nuclear agreement.
They are going to be such a wealthy, such a powerful nation. They are going to have nuclear weapons. They are going to take over parts of the world that you wouldn't believe. And I think it's going to lead to nuclear holocaust. And I will say this. The people that negotiated that deal, namely Kerry and his friends, are incompetent.
Trump said if elected, he would take away the wealth of Islamic State insurgents in Iraq by recapturing oil fields they have seized. With a month left before the deadline for the U.S. Congress to vote on the international accord limiting Iran's nuclear program, President Barack Obama appears to have lost his only chance to get any Republican support for the agreement. Republican Senator Jeff Flake said Saturday that while he supported the negotiation process with Iran, he will vote against the agreement. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir arrived in Ethiopia Sunday for peace talks. The talks are aimed at brokering an end to his country's 20-month civil war. The Arab League is set to hold an emergency meeting Tuesday at the request of Libya's internationally recognized government. The Tobruk-based government asked for help from regional allies late Saturday, including airstrikes. The request follows dozens of deaths last week in the coastal city of Sirte, where a group that included local residents attacked Islamic State fighters. U.S. civil rights activist Julian Bond has died. He was 75. Bond died Saturday night in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, after a brief, unspecified illness. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.